Andrew Mason, Phil Milani here at the UC Health Training Center. The Broncos placed the exclusive franchise tag on Von Miller. What does that mean in terms of trying to get a long-term deal done with him?
Well, it really doesn't mean anything in terms of getting the Broncos and Von Miller off track. Negotiations can continue. They have until July 15th to work on a longer-term deal, or he plays the 2016 season under the franchise tender. But, you know, they've been talking. They will continue talking. You know, the Broncos know that it's going to be a massive cap and cash outlay for Von Miller. They've accepted that. They've prepared for it. Von Miller has said repeatedly he wants to stay with the Broncos. He mentioned that again on NFL Network on Monday night when he was on NFL Total Access. So not only do I expect this deal to get done, as was the case with all players previously tagged by the Broncos, it wouldn't surprise me if it's done by April 18th, the start of off-season workouts. I think Von Miller wants to be back in the building by then, and wouldn't surprise me if he is.
So Broncos just buying themselves a little bit of extra time, opening the window until July 15th. But the one thing it does have an effect on is, hey, Malik Jackson and Brock Osweiler did not get the franchise tag. They'll hit the open market.
Yeah, and of those two, Malik Jackson was the only one that was a plausible possibility. For Brock Osweiler, the quarterback franchise tag was $19.953 million. That just wasn't going to happen. So now negotiations will continue as they have since the scouting combine. Neither one of them is going to be cheap. And certainly with the stuff going on, Peyton Manning creating space for that, that may have an impact as well. A lot of moving parts. It's going to bear close monitoring over the next few days. And really, while the league year starts on March 9th, the key date is March 7th, because that is when the legal tampering period begins. The Broncos have exclusive negotiating rights with Malik Jackson and Brock Osweiler until then. Believe me, they'd like to get it done, because if not, then it opens up a lot of possibilities, and that may put those players outside of what the Broncos want to pay.
Maybe one thing that had an impact on that, Sam Bradford, another quarterback that was out there, got a big deal with the Eagles. How is that going to have an impact with the Broncos negotiating with Brock Osweiler?
Well, on the one hand, it takes one team out of the picture that would be looking to free agency for a quarterback. But then on the other hand, you look at that contract. It's 2 years. There's $26 million guaranteed, and it could be up to $36 million, perhaps even $40 million, if he hits every incentive, every escalator in the contract. And I think certainly the Broncos were hoping that Osweiler would settle somewhere in the $13 million a year range, and now that for Bradford was only the guarantee. And Bradford's more experienced, you know, has many more starts, but can you say clearly that Sam Bradford is a better quarterback than Brock Osweiler? No. So this may change the market, and it may change where the contract settles for Brock Osweiler a little bit. Just an example of how the market, even before it opens, is pretty dynamic.
Yep, a lot of moves going on around the league on Tuesday for the Broncos. It's the exclusive franchise tag for Von Miller. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.